Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, the link between a movie, a book, and a hit song. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada. I'm also a stand-up comedian. A stage credit for comedians is kind of like being published for a scientist. It's a necessity in itself. Just being able to say I've been on stage at the Comedy Store and the Improv in LA is something. To me. See more of my credits and my dissertation at adamgrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. It's a comedy show with a trivia twist. More about that in a moment. Andy Kaufman is most widely remembered for his role on the TV show Taxi in the late 70s, early 80s. The show featured an all-star cast: Judd Hirsch, Danny DeVito, Mary Lou Henner, and Christopher Lloyd. ABC basically bought Kaufman's foreign man character for the show, creating Latke Gravis specifically to give him a role. Kaufman actually played two separate characters in the series, with his alter ego, Tony Clifton, making some appearances. In fact, he insisted that Clifton be hired for guest roles on the show as if he were a real person, not a character. At one point, Clifton threw a temper tantrum on set, was fired, and escorted from the studio, much to Kaufman's delight. At the peak of the popularity of the series, he reportedly worked part-time at a deli on Ventura Boulevard in Los Angeles as a busboy just to stay grounded. I wonder if it was as Latke, Andy, or Tony Clifton. Because I don't know if bussing tables as your alter ego counts as staying grounded. Call me crazy. Both based on the life of Andy Kaufman, what Jim Carrey movie shares its name with an R.E.M. song? Is it Latke Almighty? Eternal Sunshine of Tony Clifton's Mind? Latke My Religion? Or Man on the Moon? Written by Michael Stipe of R.E.M., the song Man on the Moon apparently makes reference to the moon landing conspiracy theories about NASA's Apollo program as an allusion to rumors that Andy Kaufman's death in 1984 was faked. It's alleged that he told many people that he did, in fact, wish to fake his own death and then return 20 years later. That would have been in 2004. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrowquizshow.com. You can check there for dates for the live version of my show as well, which features stand-up comedy and your chance to come on stage and win cash out of my pocket as a contestant. Become a contestant live on stage when I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th with my quiz show. Just fill out my survey online. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.